Yeah, obviously disappointing. When you lose a big game by such a margin, regardless of circumstance, it's always disappointing, and the players are disappointed. That's probably the overall emotion right now is just one of disappointment that we've not really given ourselves an opportunity.
If I was to say, it looked at times like just that game too far for you.
Yeah, possibly. It wasn't that during the week, and it wasn't that 2 hours before kickoff, and it wasn't that when we met at 2 o'clock as a group, and it wasn't that before kickoff. But when you look at it, if you're probably looking from outside in, it probably looks that game too far. But you know, the players was ready for today, and the players was prepared as usual. And I just thought that Sheffield was quicker out the blocks, and even with 13 players, you know, we looked second best and gifted them three early ones, and then we was fighting to get back in the game, and we just ran out. I don't know if you want to view it that we ran out of steam and it's a game too far. I don't buy that, and I don't think the players do either. I just think that we were second best even with 13, and then with 12 we was up against it, and they showed why they're a quality team that have won the comp.
What happened with the sending off? You were nearer than any of us. What did you say?
I wasn't running all that way to separate it. So much gone on, and I don't know. I ain't spoke to Liam about it, but you know, the bloke don't get up and hit anybody for no reason. He's not really that type of player, and it's the first time in many years that I've known him that I've known him do something like that. So, you know, what goes on out there for me, and it stays out there, and it shouldn't come into, you know, changing rooms after games or press rooms. It's for the players to sort out, and you know, they did that.
Today's game has obviously brought to an end a magnificent season. The work starts now for next season.
Yeah, we're still building as a group and as a club. And as I said to the players at the end of the game, it was a highly pressured 2014 when you consider the restructuring of the leagues. And I think everybody expected us to be in the mix for 7th, 8th and 9th and just avoiding that drop. And it proved a lot of people wrong. And finished in the top four, and deservedly so, in my opinion. They became a really tough group to beat, and a tough team that have got a reputation for themselves of if you don't play well, you will lose, and they stick in there, and they're a credit to themselves and the club. And you know, I can't praise the players enough for what they've done in 2014, and that shouldn't detract from what's happened in the playoffs or what happened against Batley in the last game of the season either. You know, as I said to them, they're a credit to themselves.
You've done a few bits of business that's already been announced, four or five bits. What's the first priority now?
Just to have a little bit of a rest. Spend some time with the family on a Sunday. And obviously, I'm busy with the Doncaster Knights as well. And, to get a Sunday off will be a blessing for the family. Right over the last couple of months, I've been doing Saturdays and Sundays. So, you know, my first protocol is the people that love me the most and giving them some time and some devotion back from what they've done for me, you know, from the beginning of November really last year. So, and I know the players are looking forward to a break, and deservedly so. We've only a small squad, and that's something we're going to address over the next couple of weeks with regards bringing people in and again re-signing players that are already at the club.